The streak is over for the Tigers, as Detroit ended their five-game losing streak in the Twin Cities with a 4-2 win in 10 innings. A two-run home run by Jamer Candelario gave the Tigers the win. Detroit is back at home tonight to face Cleveland at 7:10. A 6:50 pregame show on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM and Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. The White Sox ended the Red Sox six-game winning streak, and they rebounded from their 16-3 loss on Tuesday with a 3-1 win last night in Chicago. Jake Berger's three-run home run in the fifth inning for the White Sox was the difference. Chicago takes on the Red Sox again tonight at 8:10. Cincinnati's Joey Votto had a home run and a two-run triple to lead the Reds over the Cubs 4-3 at Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. The Reds and Cubs close out their series this afternoon at 12:35 along the banks of the Ohio River. NBA, the Boston Celtics are one win away from returning to the NBA Finals for the first time since 2010 after a 93-80 win over the Miami Heat in Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Final. Boston lead the series 3-2, heading back to Boston for Game 6 on Friday night. Game 5 of the Western Conference Finals is tonight, as Dallas at Golden State at 9 o'clock. The Warriors lead the series 3-1. In the NHL, the St. Louis Blues rallied from deficits of 3-0 and 4-3, tied it with 56 seconds left before winning it 3:38 into overtime to give the Blues a 5-4 win over Colorado. The Avalanche still lead the series 3-2, with Game 6 on Friday night back in St. Louis. Two Game 5s tonight with the New York Rangers at Carolina at 7. The series is tied at 2-2, and Edmonton is at Calgary at 9:30, with the Oilers leading 3-1. And in high school sports on Wednesday, again, that lovely spring weather playing havoc on the area schools, but some baseball did get played. Lakeshore beat Kalamazoo Lloyd Norris 8-3 in Game 1. Game 2 was rained out. It was Bridgman over Niles 6-4, and Waterville beat Martin 1-0. In softball, Lakeshore swept Kalamazoo Lloyd Norris 10-0 and 15-0. It was South Haven over Hartford 15-5. The second game was rained out, and Edwardsburg with a pair of 15-0 wins over Plainwell as the Eddies win the Wolverine Conference title. Girls soccer districts in Division 2, Lakeshore beat Edwardsburg 6-1. Up the road, St. Joe beat Pawpaw 3-0 in a rain-shortened game, and Vicksburg over Niles 7-0. In Division 3, Waterville over Berrien Springs 3-2 in overtime, Three Rivers over Coloma 3-0, and Fenville falls to Grand Rapids South Christian 7-1. In Division 4, Michigan Lutheran beat Buchanan 8-2. It was Bridgman over Brandywine 8-0, Lawton over Culver 10-0, and Hartford over Bangor 1-0. And in other high school sports news, Bloomingdale High School has announced that they'll be adding a girls' soccer team next year. They will start play next spring. For more sports and the scores from last night and the schedule of today's games, visit the podcast page on this station's website. With your morning sports for Thursday, May 26th, I'm Dave Wolfe.